Tonight, lows dip down to about 17. High temperatures reach up to 35. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. 1 to 2 inches of snow today. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 25.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. There's not a whole lot on our scoreboard this morning as the entire regional schedule has been wiped out and has been wiped out for the past couple of days due to the impending storm, which is now here and living up to the billing that we had all week. Schedule for yesterday included Huron Tiger Boys Tennis Triangular with Rapid City Central and Yankton. That's been canceled, I believe, will not be rescheduled. And then a Boys Tennis Quadrangular today, Aberdeen Mitchell, Rapid City Central, that's also been canceled, will not be made up. I know Boys Tennis has added what's now a triangular. They'll be in Mitchell and play the Colonels and also Sioux Falls Lincoln, I believe, early next month. In track, Mitchell Corn Palace Relays, huge track meet down there scheduled for today. That has been canceled. Some area schools were also going to the Gettysburg Invitational today. That was canceled. And baseball, obviously, we're not playing that today. Huron was to host Sioux Falls, Washington, and Sturgis, and that has been called off as well. So, again, the weather, the main victor on the schedule. Even the Minnesota Twins did not get their game in last night and probably won't get their game in today either due to this same weather system. Few notes that we do want to pass along. Tiger Roar Booster Club potluck for spring sports, girls golf, boys tennis, and boys and girls track is set for a week from Monday, April 23rd at the High School Commons. Beginning at 6 o'clock, everyone is welcome to attend. Couple of notes for Huron Baseball. Sign up for Huron Little League Teener Baseball will be this coming Wednesday. That's April 18th. 6 o'clock at the Huron High School Commons. Again, that's for the teener baseball. There is a free baseball clinic set for a week from today. The Little League Complex, a Minnesota Twins Play Ball Minnesota clinic. It'll start at 11 o'clock for 6 through 9-year-olds, then 10 through 13-year-olds, beginning at 12:30. For more information, you can look at the Huron Little League website, as they are the host for that event a week from today. I know with a foot of snow or whatever it is on the ground, hard to think baseball in a week, but that's what the plan is. So that's what we have. And again, just not a whole lot to talk about. Twins and White Sox were called off last night, postponed. No makeup date has been announced that I know of. Most likely they're going to be postponed today too, as the weather even worse today than it was last night in the Twin Cities. We'll see about the series finale tomorrow. Minnesota Timberwolves waiting for their first-round playoff game with Houston. They will play against the Rockets tomorrow night. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we will talk a little about the Timberwolves and the Twins. So that'll be coming up beginning at right around 8:15, maybe a little before. Now, that show got a fun interview today. Todd Lee, who is the new head men's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota, spent some time with me earlier this week. He's a 1982 graduate of Huron High School and has had a lengthy coaching career, but this will be his first opportunity to be a head coach at the D1 level. And I had a chance to talk to him, and he talks a lot about those early 80s in Huron and what it was like to grow up in Huron, South Dakota. Mentions a few interesting names as well. We'll also talk Huron Tiger track and field with head coach Tom Basler. Of course, like everybody else, the Tiger track teams just having trouble even practicing consistently, more or less getting meets in. They've had one indoor and one outdoor meet in so far this year. We'll talk to Coach Basler as well, and then a little bit about the Twins and Timberwolves too. So that's all coming up here, Dakota Sports Saturdays this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets. the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk with Tom Baszler, head track coach for Huron Tiger girls and boys. We're in the middle of April, but yet just two meets, one indoor, one outdoor so far this year due to the weather. They did get outdoors this past Tuesday in Pier. And, Tom, it seems like about, every 3 out of 5 years, our spring kind of treats us like that. At least it seems that way anymore.
Yeah, this has probably been my worst spring in 22 years of coaching track. The snow just doesn't want to go away. I think the MVP performer of the spring is Mother Nature so far.
Well, let's talk about your approach to that, and you and I are visiting here before we went on the air, and I thought, well, with the weather being like this, you probably haven't been able to practice a whole lot outdoors, but you said actually it hasn't been too bad, and boy, that... You get some of the results that you're not that most people don't think about when we did all the remodeling at Tiger Stadium, that artificial turf, everything else. That makes a difference for track. It has allowed you to get out there a little more than what you would have otherwise.
Yeah, one of the advantages we're having that we never realized with our turf is it melts snow a lot faster than grass does. And our track being black also melts snow fast. So we've been able to get out about half the time. We don't stay out a long time because of the temperatures, but we can get out and get some things done where, as I talk to other schools, they're not having those chances, or they're stuck running in a street or something, which is never really good for kids.
Well, just to put that as a comparison sake, you went to Pier on Tuesday, and that was added to the schedule just so the kids could get some work in. And the Pier coaches were talking about their track. I believe it's a red color, and, well, just the snow just doesn't melt off that fast because a red is not going to absorb the heat of the sun like a black track would.
Right, and that's what they're finding. They got lucky on our last snow we got. They didn't get any. But they, you know, still had areas with a little bit of snow up till yesterday. They had a nice 60-some degree day on Tuesday, and so it really helped us to be able to get a track meet in Pier. But, yeah, they're just finding the melt isn't as fast as we're getting it.
Well, let's talk about our Huron Tiger teams here now, girls and boys, and you can just kind of combine everything together. But first off, the number is around 70, and it seems like that's kind of been the number we've been around for kids out for track the past few years.
Yeah, you know, when I came in, we were in the 50s, and then we started ramping it up into the 70s, and we've just kind of sat around that 70 number. We probably have nearly all the kids out that I really expected to be out, so that's really been a bonus for me.
Then one other thing to put in there, too, it's not a real big senior class for kids out, and nothing against anybody there. It's just kind of the way this class has been. There has not been a big class for track and field.
No, it hasn't. You know, like with the boys, I actually, my last year coaching ninth grade football was this senior class, and we struggled with numbers the whole year. And that's just the way it's been in every sport. Even in wrestling, I think we had, you know, 3, 4, or 5 seniors is all, and it's just really uncommon, but this class just doesn't have a lot of people do a lot of sports.
Well, let's talk about the girls' side of things first, and that's where I really noticed the youth a little more. But you're able to get see some results there Tuesday, and I guess much as anything, you can work out all you want, but until you see him on the track, see him against a few other teams, you sometimes really don't know what you have.
Right. We were so glad to get Tuesday in, and you know, we had an indoor meet in Brookings, but you don't learn a lot there. It's a smaller track, and you're trying to figure out where kids go, and it just doesn't run the same as a traditional 400-meter track. And so we found out some things about some people on Tuesday, and I was very pleased with how we looked. And probably the best part was we really had kids run hard. And I think they were as anxious as anybody to get outside, and they saw that sun and some warm weather, and it really made kids push hard, and that's kind of was our goal for that meet.
Well, let's talk about the girls' side first off and some of the highlights you saw there on Tuesday. That's about all we really got to go on here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely had some highlights. We're not deep in the girls, but we've got some girls who can get things done in our medley relay. While they didn't run against anybody, we opened the year with a time that is as fast as we ran last year. And it's good when you can open a year like that, especially when you haven't got all the training you want in. And that's actually the second time we ran it. I took those girls down to the Dan Lennon relays in Vermilion, and they actually ran a little faster time than that. So I'm really excited for, there's about six girls who I can move into that, and I'm kind of excited to see how it goes with those girls.
Then look at the boys' side, and the field events have been a strength here for a few years, and same thing this year. It looks like we have the top three in the pole vault. Travis Kleinsaucer wins it. Mason Small wins the triple and the long jump, and Alex Hill had a second and third in those two events. So obviously, at least initially, you know where the strength is.
Yeah, that formula hasn't changed for quite a few years now. You know, between the horizontal jumps and the pole vault, we seem to find people to do those. Travis had a phenomenal day going 14 foot. He probably can challenge to get to 14.6 or even 15. He looks really good. He's very confident. Matt Kotz and Frank Hines, just they look really good too. All three could place in the state. And then with Alex and Mason, they're about dead even in both jumps, and I'm excited to see where it goes there. They don't get to practice much because that is one thing. Our long jump pits are behind the visitors' bleachers, so they're kind of snow covered and wet quite a bit right now. And so basically those guys are doing it with no practice. So I'm pretty excited to see those distances with no practice. So I like to think that things will go really well for them.
You know, Mason Small, that's a kid I just would like to highlight a little bit here because he's just been a workout warrior. He decided to focus himself, I think, at the beginning of his junior year on track and field and football, and obviously he's seeing good results, good enough where I think he's going to Northern State to jump.
I believe he's going to Southwest State now, yeah, but he is going to jump. He really worked hard in the winter for track. He went down to USD and worked with their jump coach at a couple clinics. He's for a kid that only started triple jumping last year, his technique is really, really good. I'm hoping to get big things from him, and I know that's his goals too.
Then talk a little about some of the running events and some of those other kids, though. You know, Travis Kleinsaucer, I see he's got a hand in a relay. You know, Alex Hill is going to be there, Mason Small as well. So you can use those kids multiple ways.
Yeah, again with the boys. And, you know, with sprinters anyway, we're not super deep. But I've got three that can scoop pretty good, and in the three you mentioned. And then we have a first-time guy out named Xavier Erickson who he can run a little bit too. So I'm kind of excited once we get everybody together to figure out who's going to make up our 4x1 and 4x2. Another kid that's come a long way is Tegan Evers. He and Isaac Carr both have really got a lot stronger over the last year. They've done a lot of work, and it showed off on the track Tuesday. They ran real well in their relay they were in. So I think we'll be okay in the sprints. Middle distance, we're young, but they're very talented. Highlighted by Derek Simmonsma. He was up with the varsity last year as an eighth grader, and he's already turned in a 209.5 in the indoor meet. That's really good for a freshman. So we like to think we can make a medley out of that too with a couple of young guys and a couple of those older guys.
Well, let's just look ahead, and I guess the future is still pretty cloudy here, so we don't have good weather this weekend. You have a meet which was added to the schedule to try and make up for what you missed on Tuesday in Harrisburg, and that doesn't look like it's going to be a very good possibility, but then hopefully Redfield and Pierre later in the week next week, you can get some kids out and get some competition going.
Boy, I hope so. You know, that's kind of the thought, and it's going to have to cause us with the probably the snow this weekend to be inside a little bit more. You know, we have a great advantage with our pole vaulters. We have get to use the TAC as a pole vault facility. Coach Thielen years ago pushed and pushed for that and got us that, and we sure appreciate it now. And it's really helped our pole vaulters especially.
And just to wrap things up, it's young in the season. Obviously, you feel like you should be a little further along, but so does everybody else, and that's the one equalizer with this weather we've had. Everybody's up against the same situation, but with a young team, I'm sure you want to do more later and maybe less now. Not a bad thing. Bottom line is there's kids with a lot of upside here. Just need to start developing that or keep developing that.
Absolutely. I'm excited for our boys and girls this year. There's going to be some areas where we're not as deep as others, but I think when you come out to a track meet, you're going to see some very competitive Tigers this year, and that's the goal.
Okay, I think we hit everything there for now.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Special guest today as we talk to 1982 Huron High School graduate Todd Lee. Todd is taking over as head men's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota. And Todd, I guess I know they've already kind of covered this. You're kind of coming full circle here where you left South Dakota. You graduated from USD as well as Huron High. Now coming full circle back here about 30, 35 years later back in South Dakota and back with the Coyotes.
Yeah, it's exciting to be back. Obviously, everything has changed here at the university. We're in I'm sitting in a building in my office right now that is as good a facility as there is in the country. They built a $90 million arena, two practice courts, weight room, state-of-the-art film room, lounges for the players, offices. It's a beautiful building, and it's connected to the Dakota Dome, so there's a lot of buildings that are still here from when I went to school, but then they've added so many. It's really a beautiful campus.
Well, let's talk about your start in this whole thing, and that brings us to Huron here, where you were born here, you grew up here, graduated from Huron High, and I guess we'll kind of put a little asterisk on things before we really get involved in your Huron years. You have not been back to Huron a whole lot since you graduated in 1982.
No, I graduated in 82 and went to school here in Vermilion, and then my parents, my dad got transferred for his job in my freshman year, during my freshman year. So my brother had already graduated and moved on. My sister had moved on, and so we didn't have, I didn't have any family back in here. And so I came back to see some friends during the time I was at USD. But when I graduated from the U, I moved to San Diego immediately after graduation. So I've probably been back for one class reunion, and that's it in the past maybe 30 years. I haven't been back there much at all. So I'm sure it's changed also, just like the university.
Well, talk about growing up in Huron, just a different time. I'm from that era as well, although I didn't grow up in Huron. But talk a little first about growing up in Huron. That was back in the day, the 70s into the early 80s, where things weren't so much year-round. In the summer, you played baseball. The fall, you played football, or in your case, you were a golfer. In the winter, you played basketball and so forth. So a little different time back then.
Yeah, today everybody just specializes in a sport, it seems like. But, you know, back when I was growing up, you went from sport to sport. And, you know, it's completely different than it is now. Huron was a great place to grow up, safe. You know, you back then as a child, it seemed like the only place in the world. Plus, it's, you know, it seemed really big. But now, you know, now when we talked about it, my best friend was Michael Shanks, and we were talking about it the other day because I used to walk down to his house to pick him up to walk to school. We would go to our junior high together, and it seemed like, you know, forever walking to his house in the middle of winter to pick him up. And he reminded me the other day it was five blocks, but it seemed like a long ways. So Huron was a great place to grow up. Still really good friends with all my buddies from high school. Stay in touch with them. And there's so many great people that my parents, my dad has since passed. My mom now lives in Sioux Falls, but she still has a ton of friends from Huron, and it was a great place to grow up as a child.
Well, talk about growing up there. You know, and anybody, whoever gets to any coaching position at the level you're at or even beyond, usually look at the roots and what you learned from some of those people, your varsity coaches for golf, Hobie Richards, who's a legend around here. Clark Swisher was your head boys basketball coach. But one guy you brought up immediately and maybe had the most effect on you, and is a name I'm sure will be familiar to some, Lyle Pearson, who was, I believe, you said your freshman coach. He went on to coach for many years at Sioux Falls Lincoln, and he obviously had an impact on you.
Yeah, he did. Coach Pearson was, from a young age, somebody who believed in me, gave me responsibility, and gave me an opportunity. So he was he's a very good coach, great person. Hobie Richards was my golf coach for a number of years, and he was also my boss because I worked out at the Huron Country Club. So he was had a big impact on me and my not just my golf game, but learned a lot of things from him. Very good man, very good person. And so spent a lot of years. I started working out at the country club. Started working out there 6 years, you know, worked out there for 5 or 6 years from seventh grade on. And I played varsity golf for a number of years, so Hobie had a big impact on me. And then Clark Swisher was my coach for my senior year. My junior year, they had a great team. I think two or three players from my class were on the varsity. They had a lot of really good seniors. That was the year they won state. And so Clark, Coach Swisher coached me for 1 year, my senior year of high school.
Talk about, you know, your summers. What did you do in the summers? We were talking earlier about specializing and stuff. I would imagine working at the country club, that means you were on the golf course a lot.
Yeah, I just went out to the golf course. I was there all day. So got dropped off by my mom, and I just stayed out at the country club all day, played golf, swam, worked, ate, tried to get free food from the bar in there, and it was a great life. So I did that in the summer. I had actually given up baseball when I got to be about 13 or 14, I played, and maybe I shouldn't have, but I did, and just concentrated on being the best basketball player I could be and being the best golfer I could be. And so I spent my summers out of Heron Country Club, and everybody took me in there and helped me. And, you know, like I said, I worked out there. So every day in the summer I was out there working on my game and then also working and you know, just having fun. I mean, it's, you think about how innocent and easy that was back then. You know, very safe. Everybody knew you. You know, it was a great place to grow up. And a lot of people back there just took care of you. They took care of everybody. That's the way Huron was.
Well, mention some of the guys you mentioned, your friends you have. I know you already mentioned Michael Shanks, who kind of got back into the news with his son playing for Loyola Chicago. But I talked to one guy who played golf with you, Dan Weed. He was a year behind you. But he said, just mention the three Todds because it was your group, your best friends growing up, and you're all three named Todd, Lee, Williams, and Fosheim.
Yeah, Todd Williams, Todd Lee, Todd Fosheim. We were all best friends in high school. We, you know, Todd Fosheim and I were very tight, played basketball together, and he and Willie, so it's Fo and Willie and me, we graduated all at the same time, but Fosheim graduated from Arizona State, Willie graduated from University of Minnesota. Todd Fosheim, as you know, his dad was the Chief Justice, South Dakota Supreme Court, and all his brothers were lawyers, so he was going to move to San Diego to go to law school. And we graduated all together, and we moved to San Diego together. About a few months after that, Willie ended up coming back to Minneapolis, getting into the banking business. I don't think he's never left there, never left the banking business, doing quite well in Minneapolis. And then, you know, he went to school at University of Minnesota. Todd Fosheim left about a year later and decided he didn't want to be a lawyer and came back to Sioux Falls and lived here for a long time. I think he's in Omaha now, doing really well. And I stayed, and I was in San Diego for 6 years and started out managing a sporting goods store, but got out of that quickly and got into basketball and started coaching and got my first Division I assistant job in 1989, coaching at the University of San Diego. So that would, you know, that would have been 29, I guess, years ago. I've been coaching ever since at the Division I level, Division II level, and the professional level. So it's been a great career so far. Still a lot to do, but you know, that Willie, Foe, and I all moved to, and you can imagine people in San Diego looking at you and what's your name, and we're all from the same hometown. It was, everybody's looking at you a little weird.
Again, we're talking with Todd Lee, the new head men's basketball coach, University of South Dakota, 1982 graduate of Huron High. Let's shift gears a little bit, talk a little Coyote basketball here before we let you go. I know you're settled in, got your office set up in Vermilion, probably going to go back to Arizona once school breaks here for a couple of weeks this May, and then get back and get permanently situated there in Vermilion. Talk about some of the things you're doing here quickly. I suppose first things, it was announced that the men are going to play University of Kansas this coming December, I believe it is. You're working on schedule. There's just so many things to do and not a lot of time, you feel like, sometimes to get things done.
Yeah, I've been in the office every morning early, and I'm here till 8, 9 at night. There's so much stuff to do, so many calls to make, so many people to get in contact with, some to find out about players, some to find out about scheduling, some just to call and thank, let people I know I've moved and you know, give them my contact information. First of all, you know, our players here have gone through a lot because Craig Smith left. He went to Utah State to take the job. So just trying to get the players that are here settled, get them to know me and go through some workouts with them. And, that's the biggest thing, is to figure out our roster and where everything is and what type of players we have, and make sure our guys that are here feel comfortable with everything and feel good about everything. Second, you know, the recruiting part is never ending, so you're always trying to find players that can help not only next year but in the future. So that is a big part of the process right now. You mentioned the schedule, and we've got at least 6 games to get for our schedule. So getting a lot of phone calls on that, and I'm making a lot of phone calls. We, as you mentioned, we're playing Kansas next year. We're also going to the Bahamas for a multi-team event tournament. And we've got some home games set up, but we've got a number of games to get. So we'll be busy with that, trying to fill the schedule. And then you got camps coming up in the summer. So in June, we have an elite camp. We've got a team camp, and we've got some other things that we've got going. So this won't settle down. I'm not sure when it'll settle down, but it's, you know, there's so much stuff to do every day. My wife and my sons aren't with me right now. They're back in Phoenix or Chandler, where we live. And so, they're probably going to stay there for a year, because my middle son is going to be a senior in high school, and he didn't necessarily want to leave. Which I don't blame him. He's a pretty good basketball player on a good team down there in Phoenix. And, he's captain of his team, MVP, and very good player. And he didn't necessarily want to move for his senior year. So that may work out okay, because I'm going to be so busy here the next, you know, year as I get settled and get into the, you know, figure everything out here and get used to everything.
And we'll just wrap it up with this so I can get you going here again, because I'm sure you got a lot more things to do than talk to me. But bottom line is, as I said at the beginning, it's for full circle. You're back in Vermilion. You're back in South Dakota. Going to have to get used to some colder weather here. But bottom line is, makes it worth, I'm sure, all, you know, you put in a lot of miles. There's been a lot of hours here. Getting your chance as a D1 head coach, I'm sure, has obviously been the dream.
Yeah, it has been the dream. You know, I've been at a lot of different institutions. I've coached, you know, for a long time with some great, great coaches. And so it's always been a dream to be a Division I head coach. And now it's just a bonus that I'm a Division I head coach in my home state, at my alma mater. All my family now lives up in Sioux Falls. My brother, my sister, my mom, my aunts and uncles, cousins, most of them are in Sioux Falls. So they're close. You know, the weather, it's April. I don't think the weather knows it's April. Usually it's a little bit warmer. But, you know, coming from Phoenix and Southern California, the weather obviously is a lot warmer. But for the most part anyway, from October to March, you're in a gym, so that doesn't really affect you. And that's, even when it's nice out, I'm always in the gym anyway for 6 months. So, it's a great opportunity. This school has changed so much. The administration here is all in on winning, not just for men's basketball, but for all the sports. We've got a great administration, great president. President Abbott they're all in on, resources and making sure the student athletes have great experiences and have what they need to be successful, and the coaching staff. And that's really why one of the main reasons I took the job, not just to come home, but because the University of South Dakota has great resources. They want to win. They're doing it the right way. They're doing it for student athletes. And so it's not only a great opportunity to come home, but it's a great Division I basketball job. So, I'm looking forward to taking the next step with the school, with the university, getting to the NCAA tournament. We've got a lot of work to do. You know, as when you change coaches, there's some uncertainty and different things with the roster, but we will figure that out. And, you know, we're going to build a program that's going to be a winner and a big-time winner in the future.
Todd Lee, 1982 graduate, here on high school, now the new head men's basketball coach of the University of South Dakota. We'll take a break here. More coming up. Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the